Today we celebrate a very special feast day. And of course I say that often enough, but today is a feast day of the Blessed Mother. And it is a feast day which concerns every one of us, or should concern every one of us. It is the feast of Our Lady of Mount Carmel. It was somewhere in the 13th century that Our Lady, and of course Mount Carmel was the place where the monastery and the caves of St. Elisha were located in the Old Testament. And this place was very, very dear to our Lord. And of course, we know now why. In the Middle Ages, in the 13th century, the Muslims were really persecuting the monks that were there, and they decided that they were going to go west to Europe. And they ended up particularly in France and in England. And at that time was elected one of their members, Saint Simon Stock. And tradition goes that he was called Stock because he slept in the middle of a hollowed out tree. It was still living, but the middle of it was hollowed out. And so, St. Simon Stock, the stock. Of course, the Blessed Mother is the stock from which comes our Lord. So there is a connection in all of this. And she appeared to him. And up to this point, they were dressed in the habit of the prophets and monks of the Old Testament, which were striped. You know, that would be interesting if today a new order came out and their habit was striped. We would all be raising our eyebrows a little bit, at least at first. But anyway, that's what they wore. And they were identifiable by their habit, as all priests and nuns ought to be identifiable by their habit. So the Blessed Mother appeared to St. Simon Stock, and she gave him her habit. She appeared wearing a brown habit, a brown tunic, with a white cape, and then a scapular over the habit, the real brown scapular of Our Lady. So she gave this to him, one that was just for them, for their order, and told them that they should wear this. And whoever died wearing the scapular which she gave to them at this moment would not see the fires of eternal hell, and would, on the first Saturday of the month, be taken by her to heaven at the power and the command of her divine Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. So the brown scapular is very important and very a wonderful gift from God through His Most Holy Mother. And of course, most of us have it. I wear it always. And not only is there the brown scapular, which is about the size of a postage stamp, a big postage stamp, but also Venerable Pius XII gave permission for those who could not wear the wool over their skin, since some people are very allergic to that, they could wear the medal, the five-way medal, which also has an image of Our Lady on one side, an image of the Sacred Heart of Jesus on the other. So either you wear one or you wear the other. And so today we commemorate this. Now Sunday, as is our custom here, after the High Mass at 10:30, I will bless and impose the brown scapulars on all those to whom it has not been imposed. In that way you shall be made a member of the confraternity of Our Lady of Mount Carmel. And so, if you haven't, and if you're going to, if you already have received it, don't come up. And you can bring your own scapulars, but they don't need to be blessed every time. When your scapular is too old, you bury it in the ground, and then you put a new one on, and it immediately is blessed by the Blessed Mother and her son. But for those who have never had this imposition of the blessed brown scapular, then that will be the time to come up after Mass. In the meantime, we pray for all those who are in need, and there are many different people, and especially in our parish, who are in a very serious need. And also, I heard today from one of the families in our parish who has not been here. They're up north somewhere, I think in Ohio, Kayla LaJoy. And when they come back in about a week or 10 days, she will be preparing to have her baby. And I told her about the Sutton baby, so she was very happy about Elizabeth Rose. And of course, I don't know what her baby is. I never want to know, not till the baby is born. For those people who have to know, I think curiosity killed the cat, and it might kill you too. But she will be coming, and a few days after she comes back, she will have her baby, and then we will have her baptism. And then in August, we have another family, a Polish family who is here, who will have their baby, and I will be baptizing. The baby is supposed to be coming on the 26th of August, which we celebrate here because it is a feast of Our Lady of Częstochowa. Interesting, they're Polish. Częstochowa is a patroness of Poland. There are no coincidences in the realm of God, in the realm of heaven. So today, pray to Our Lady of Mount Carmel that you may be delivered from evil, from sin, from Satan, and may indeed be a worthy servant of our Lord and of His Most Holy Mother, Our Lady of Mount Carmel. In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen. Thank you.